This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175, North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Severa Franco. First name is Severa, S-E-V-E-R-A, last name is Franco, F-R-A-N-C-O, Franco, date of birth 3/23/2015. This letter is being written to Dr. Juan Carrillo. First name is Juan, J-U-A-N. Last name is Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O. Address 2880 Story Road, San Jose, California, 95127. Telephone number 408-929-5439. Fax number 408-929-5010. Dear Dr. Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O, thank you for asking me to see this 9-year-old girl in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. This 9-year-old girl has been having, this 9-year-old girl, as you know, is nonverbal and an autistic child who seems to be having problem with occasional vomiting with foods like pizza, apple, cucumber, ice cream, pepperoni, cakes and cookies and some other foods, period. These episodes are not very frequent and they would occur without any obvious reason, period. There is a history of constipation and she is taking Miralax, period. There is no diarrhea or any severe abdominal pain, period. There is no history of any urticaria, angioedema, or any other rash, or any other signs and symptoms to suggest anaphylaxis, period. All these foods and many other foods are tolerated reasonably well on most occasions, and vomiting is pretty much random and happens without any obvious reason, period. Since she cannot express any symptoms or any other complaints, family is concerned about allergies, period. There is no history of any asthma, eczema, or allergic rhinitis-like symptoms, period. She was admitted in a hospital for vomiting long time ago, and I'm really not sure what that is all about. Examination was completely normal, period. I discussed with family, with dad, with father in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. GI manifestations of various allergies and food allergies and also pollen allergies, and family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I did some basic testing to common allergens and certain foods, and pretty much her testing is completely negative, thus ruling out any obvious allergic etiology, period. I will send you a copy of her allergy testing, and that should pretty much explain that allergies are not really playing any significant role in causation of her symptoms, period. Father was very happy to hear that there are no allergies and she can eat just about anything she wants, period. Certainly moderation in eating and and eat and avoiding certain foods and could be a useful idea. Could be a useful idea. Period. My final diagnosis is number one, autism. Number two, history of occasional emesis. Number three, no evidence of any IgE type allergies. Number four, history of constipation. And period. I have asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Severa Franco.